Hello to all my lovely people, and welcome to Life by Waiitha. So if this is your first time here, I'm glad you're here. I hope you stay for a while. I got a few things for you. If you're already part of the family, welcome back. Thank you to each and every one of you that keep coming back. So let's proceed. I hope everyone had a great holiday. I hope it was peaceful and joyous. Hope you got to see family and you're anticipating the new year. Oh, wait, did I say happy new year? Happy 2020. Happy everything. I know I'm a few days late, but again, rest was needed. So again, my apologies, because rest was needed. I took the day. I said I was just going to take the day off after New Year's, and I didn't. I took off from the blog, let's put it that way. And you know, I just needed to rest and, you know, get my head right and you know, just have time to do me and nest and things. So I wanted to check in, and yes, it's a new day. It's Monday and not Sunday, but I'll talk about that later. I wanted to check in. I haven't in a long time, just to do a check-in, not a journal, not a positive affirmations, not law of attraction, not anything, just a plain old basic check-in to catch you up on the holiday. What's upcoming in my little world, my little corner of the world over here for 2020 and things like that. We all know that the beginning of the year is time for, you know, goal setting, because you want to get on the right note. So you want to start off right so you can finish out the new year, finish out the year strong, doing everything that you, you know, set up, you know, all your goals that you set up. This is when New Year's resolutions are made. I don't know. I've never made resolutions because I never follow through. And I don't even pretend like I'm going to follow through. I've just thrown it out there. I'm going to do this. Knowing good and well I'm not. It doesn't happen for me to shout it out to the world that this is what I'm going to do this year. So I don't quite know what I'm doing yet, and I'll talk about that as well, because last year I did a 30-day challenge, and that helped me to stay on task for projects and personal goals and take on a better eating habits. And that plan worked well up until about September, and then it didn't stop for any particular reason, but I love that time of year. I knew I was going to be posting more content for fall, my 31 days of Halloween, then my Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I knew that I wouldn't have time to keep up with that. So it didn't mean that I still wasn't doing things on my end. I just let it go. I will say that with the 30-day challenge, I learned to discipline myself in certain areas. So I know what I can do and what I can't do. I know how much I can push myself, or just how much that I need to rest, or, you know, let it alone. So, you know, really, and personal goals are for you and you only. Personal goals should not be made for other people, unless you're trying to quit smoking, not just for you, but for your family, you know, because being around secondhand smoke is very dangerous to other people. So on that aspect, but if I set a personal goal that I'm not going to eat no chocolate for 3 months, that's not for anybody but me. And that's the way that should be. That should be me wanting to get myself right so I can, you know, be healthy and live long and all that good stuff like that there. So with that said, today what we are getting into is new goals, a 30-day challenge, resolutions or nah, we already talked about that, plans for the blog, writing goals, DIY project goals, my moving outlook, savings plan, reading goals, and paring down. So let's jump on into that as well. So I'm thinking really on just focusing on one thing a month. And I do believe that's something that another friend's blog that I read beautifully. Her name is Tiffany. I have that linked. And I could have sworn she said something, because I'm just going to link her blog in general because it's a great blog. But I know she said something on focusing on one thing at a time. And I think that's easier. Let me just focus on one thing at a time. And if I can come away from 2020 with 6 things that I'm implementing and using in my life, I think that will work. And this is just to help streamline how I exercise, how I train, how I get my body strong, you know, taking vitamins, writing, eating, you know, getting out, doing more, whatever it is that I set up to do. I want to do it well, and do it to the best of my ability, and not worry about a whole bunch of other different things, which I did with a 30-day challenge. I have like 5-6 things on there, and that's a lot. One thing at a time. Take that one thing, do it well, and then decide to continue it or not. Just simple as that. For the blog, a new posting schedule. Before, I don't know, I've been through so many changes with posting. I was doing every day at one point, but not putting out good content, and that didn't work. Then I scaled back to Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. But then getting up to do that 52 list on Sunday, and trying to talk and edit or do it the day before or get it done. You know, I work a full-time job, so it's really hard to get in and take this time to plan this out and do this, because when I speak to you guys, it does take some planning. I have to write out a bit of a script and plan and how long I'm going to talk and all that jazz. So I think that this year, for the first quarter of this year, I'm going to focus on posting Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and leave it at that. And that's usually a journal, a life update. I have not decided what journal I'm going to use, if I'm going to finish the Law of Attraction, if I'm going to finish that out, because I never finished it, and that's only for 30 days. And I still couldn't finish. For Christmas, I got a Year of Calm, which is still from Maura Seal, the same person that did the 52 list. I may tackle that. I have no idea what I'm going to do yet, but I am going to be doing something like some journal aspect, speaking to you, because I love speaking to you guys, on Sunday. Wednesday will be health or fitness or list or shopping or something. And Friday, I think it will be some kind of DIY. I'm about to talk about that because I want to get into that. Journaling. I haven't really kept up with my writing goals like I want to. I used to do 750 words every day. I don't know how I did it. I'm just going to say I put my mind to it and I wanted to do it and I did it. I'm still using Penzu. I love Penzu. If you're old school and you like pen and paper, that's great. But some days it's easier for me to type than it is to write. So I would like to stick with Penzu. And the goal is to write once a week. And that's not hard. You got Sunday to Saturday to sit down and write 750 words for a check-in. So that is my writing goal. Next, the DIY project goal. My blog is not a DIY based blog. I do have another blog. It's called The Doll Place Project. I will link it. That was my DIY blog, so to speak. It's because I was working on my Dolly diorama, which I just totally dropped the ball on. I was working on my Dolly diorama and making a actual house for them, like building a house, building furniture and things like that, because that was crafty and I liked it. And I still haven't decided whether I want to take all my DIYs to that site, which is still, you know, via WordPress, or if I want to do it in this format. So I do want to start incorporating DIY. I do it all the time. You know, you work on stuff and you do things to make your house nice, but everything doesn't have a photo. I mean, you can't be snapping pictures for everything you do. It just, you can't live like that. So again, I do want to get into actually not just doing the DIYs. This is not like I don't do them. I do them. I just don't talk about them. But I would like to incorporate that because that's something that I love. So definitely looking to incorporate that. I have not decided the when and the where. The goal is to do one DIY per month. And if I do one DIY per month and post it in both places, I think I can kill two birds with one stone, right? Okay. So my moving outlook. My plans have not dropped on my moving outlook, but there was so much information coming at me, it was just really hard to digest. I reached out to a financial advisor because here in the state of Virginia, first-time homeowners qualify for down payment assistance. So you don't have to have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 saved. You just have to have some seed money or some earnest money, anywhere from, I don't know, $1,000 to $5,000, to show these lenders that you are serious. Your credit score has to be at a certain level and you can't have a lot of debt. I mean, you know, everyone has debt, but it has to be manageable debt. It's supposed to be a certain percentage of your income. And also because of what I make in my salary, there's so much home I can afford. And, you know, the state of Virginia is really not affordable. I'm just going to put that out there. It is not a first-time home buyer state unless you way out in the boonies. I work in D.C., baby. I need to be close to transportation and metro so I can get back and forth to work without worrying about having to drive every day. Because that is something that will have me snatching out my hair and cursing at people. And we want things to be pleasant. I don't need my horn showing. I need to be pleasant. So I'm still looking, you know, at homes. I have several saved, you know, in a list. And we know that stuff like that doesn't last. You see something, someone puts an offer on it, it's gone. I've been looking at one particular place for about 2 weeks and it is everything that I want. But sadly enough, I can't afford it. But I'm not going to let that stop me because God said, you are going to be blessed and you are going to have the things that you want, but I need you to be patient and keep tending to your garden, basically. Keep watering those seeds. Keep paying your bills. Keep saving the money. You keep looking to do what you need to do and I'm going to bless you with the rest. So still looking and still planning that move because I know now, and that has been confirmed this year, that this is not my forever home. So getting into that, and I'm gonna make it happen. Next is a savings plan, which kind of goes in with what I was talking about with the house. Everybody needs to save some money. I don't care if you're saving $20 a week. You think of that as you money. My mom always would say, pay yourself first. You pay yourself, and then at the end of the month, see what you got. You can do anything. Excuse me, y'all, it's hot up in here, so I'm trying to adjust. You can do anything you set your mind to if that's what you want to do. And I know that I can save, and I have saved, and it's great. Now, the next step that I'm looking into, because as we know, banks don't pay you any money. 0.05 cents on my money every month is not. How's my money supposed to earn any interest like that? It doesn't. Banks really like shortchange you on what your money could be earning, which is why now you have all of these online banks. Capital One has an online bank with a pretty high APR savings yield, or what you get on your dollar or on your money. So it's a Capital One, Discover, you have Ally. And there are a couple of other ones, but what I'm looking at is the Ally, Discover, or Capital One, because they're going to give me the most bang for my buck. And the deal is, or what I would like to do is, I have a regular bank account, how I pay my bills, and I have a credit union bank account, because the credit union has financed everything that I've wanted to do, going back to college, consolidating debt. And so I keep that credit union account because they will give you a loan And they're a lot more forgiving in what they look for. They look at the customer first, which I love. But unfortunately, the credit union doesn't give you a lot on your dollar either. So the deal is for me to do what a Charles Schwab would do. If you have an account with Charles Schwab, and let's say you've got $1,500, they invest your money, you make $3,000. You set a yield. Every time I get to a certain amount, I want you to take that out, put it into a high yield savings account, but always keep my account at $1,000. And at the end of every quarter, pull out what's left, and that's how you have your money. So that's what I want to do too, something on that level. So I've already talked too much about that. I can get more into that on another post if I decide to. So let's move on. My reading goals. I'm so excited. I've been getting books. Like, I've been just stacking my books, right? I got books for my birthday. I've gotten, you know, ebooks for other things that I've gotten for myself. My daughter's like, "You're crazy. How come you're not reading those books now?" I'm like, "'Cause I have a Goodreads goal for 2019. I completed that goal of reading all of those books, and you'll see that listed too. And then for 2020, I have a new Goodreads challenge, and I have all of these books I want to read. I love reading to take my brain away, to help me focus. Reading does so many other things. It not also can give you enrichment and life skills, and you can learn, but it increases your vocabulary. It helps your thought process. Reading does so many things. So I am now reading Stephen King's The Institute. I just started that book. I actually started it January 2nd. I was not playing. So I have started my book, and I am on the path to my reading goal of, I think it's 15 books this year. I don't know. I know 15 is not a lot, but trust me, why would I say I'm going to read 30 books when that's not going to happen? 15 is a good number. 15 is up 2 from last year, so that is a good deal. Last but not least, paring down. And paring down feeds back into the moving. When I find a spot, I want to be ready. I don't want to be in a rush in 30 days to have to pack, give away, pare down, and do all that it is I need to do. We know January is the purging month. People want to nest, so they want to clean and refresh and get everything just right. I will be posting something about refreshing your home for the new year for 2020. I will be posting something like that as well. So I pare down. I give away decor, Christmas decorations, sheets, blankets, clothing, shoes. I need to be, shoes is what I really need to work on. But you know, ladies, you don't, it's my shoes. I'm going to wear those shoes. I know I'm going to wear those shoes. Look, I spent $75 on those boots. I'm going to wear those shoes. Can't get those away just yet. And I found that trying to sell them on Poshmark was kind of more trouble than it was worth. Maybe I might try that again with something that's newer. But before, trying to sell on Poshmark, I think I was trying to sell some stuff from Land's End that didn't fit me anymore. And someone wanted to know, it's a size 16, but what are its flat dimensions? And I'm saying in my head, and this is not to shame nobody, baby, if you wear a size 16, you wear a size 16. Laying it flat and measuring it across is not going to help that booty. If that's the size you wear, I don't ever go in a store, pick up a size 16 and go, lay that flat and let me measure it to see if I can fit it. That's just insanity. If that's your size, that is your size. And I don't like all of that picking. If I know, if you know brands of clothes and how they fit, you know how they fit. Lands in clothes fit bigger. J. Crew clothes fit shorter, like everything is a petite. Same thing with Banana Republic with me. Everything is a petite. Gap is true to size, and Taylor is a little bit bigger. I mean, if you know stores, you know how stuff fits. So all that laying flat and measure it this way, measure it that way, when you know what your size is, that's not going to make a difference. So shoes are different. So quite possibly, I may list some shoes on Poshmark. And if I do, I will link everything in an upcoming post. So that right now is going to do it. I hope I haven't talked too long. Thanks so much for hanging with me today. Like I said, I took a break after New Year's. I was really supposed to post Wednesday. No, not Wednesday. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking I'm going to post on New Year. I mean, really do a post, not just welcome to the New Year, because there is something on the blog that says Happy New Year. You know, my cute little graphics. Oh, and you guys, whenever you see a graphic from me, that is from Canva. Check it out. You can do Facebook posts, banners, invitations, postcards, your heart's desire on Canva. There's a free version and a paid version, but definitely check it out. I will link Canva as well. That is in the bottom. But again, I just wanted to spend some time to reflect, you know, and be in prayer and just thank God for this wonderful new year and keeping me and my family safe through the next year. I don't know what 2020 is going to hold, but I want to be mentally prepared as much as I can. And I just want to get myself right so I can deal with everything else that comes along and just enjoy. I want to enjoy life little phrase from a movie. I can't remember the movie right away. Are you living life, or are you just existing? And I can say for several years, I was just existing, but I want to live and I want to remember and create fond memories. So yeah, that's going to do it. If you have not subscribed to my blog, Life by White Ether, come on, get in on it. What you waiting on? Come on. No kidding. I would love to have you come take a seat at my table. This is going to be a good thing here we're doing. But thanks again for stopping by. I love you all. Have a happy 2020. And as I always, always say, know thyself.